She says, hey, honey, let's go for a ride. And she takes me by the hand.
The 5 o'clock news is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Republicans in Congress say a compromise bill that combines Ukraine and Israel funding with new immigration restrictions appears to be dead, even though it was co-authored by Republicans. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer accused Republicans of cowering to former President Trump.
Leader McConnell and the Republican conference did a 180-degree reversal. They were quaking at the knees at the fear of Donald Trump.
Schumer said he still plans to hold a vote on the bill tomorrow. A spokesman for Donald Trump says the former president will appeal today's unanimous decision from the D.C. Circuit Court that ruled that Trump does not have presidential immunity and can be put on trial for trying to stay in power after losing the 2020 election. Jennifer Crumbly, the mother of Michigan school shooter Ethan Crumbly, found guilty of involuntary manslaughter today. Prosecutors say she had it in her power to prevent that shooting. This is ABC News. A new preliminary NTSB report on that Alaska Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 9 that had the door plug come off mid-flight, focusing on four missing bolts.
What this report says is basically the 737 fuselage arrived at Boeing's factory in Renton, Washington with damaged rivets. So the door plug was taken out to do work on those rivets, and the Boeing photos show that when the door plug was put back on, workers basically forgot to put on the bolts. It had been flying for a couple of months without the bolts holding that door plug in place.
ABC's Alex Stone. Not enough police on staff, not enough dispatchers. That from a new report in response to the wildfire disaster in Lahaina that killed 100 people in Hawaii. ABC's Allison Kosick.
What happened in Hawaii offers a cautionary tale for understaffed police departments across the country. A recent study found police agencies nationwide are losing officers faster than they can hire new ones, with 50% more resignations in 2022 than in 2019.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the lobster feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance Agents, insurance designed with you in mind. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 31, partly to mostly cloudy and staying warm tomorrow, high 52, and mostly cloudy tomorrow night and continued unseasonably warm with a low of 39. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and our current temperature is 48 degrees.
This is Leah of the Leah Granzo Agency, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in Boscobel, I am here for you. Please give us a call or stop by our offices. You can reach us at 608-375-5776 or visit our website at leahgranzoagency.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The identity of the man who lost his life in a single vehicle crash Saturday night in Laval has been released. Terry L. Hooker, 56 of Ironton, was traveling on County Trunk F when he struck a bridge and the vehicle ended up partially immersed in water. Terry Hooker died at the scene from injuries sustained in the crash. A total of 168 concerned citizens attended the community forums yesterday at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The purpose of the forums were to inform residents about the Richland School District referendums, the future of Simons Recreation Complex, the campus gym, and the collaboration group overview. Ron Fruit served as the moderator of the forums, and the forum panel consisted of six representatives: Corporation Counsel for Richland County and City Attorney Michael Windle, Mayor Todd Coppernall, Richland Center Economic Development Director Jason Glassbrenner, Richland School District Administrator Steve Board, Richland School Board President Aaron Unbehan, Simons Recreation Director Tracy Gobin, and Simons Recreation Complex Foundation member Al Linz. Mayor Todd Coppernall stated that what began as a meeting between himself, County Board Chair Marty Brewer, District Administrator Steve Board, and Richland School Board President Aaron Unbehan resulted in the collaboration work together. Steve Board said that we live in a wonderful community with people wanting to make things better.
We have a lot of really, really good people all trying to do a really good, positive thing. And each and every one of those arrows represents a person or a small group or an organization with a really good initiative in our community. But the problem is they're always pointing in different directions, and it doesn't seem like we've ever been able to get things aligned. And that's what's been exciting about working with this panel and this group of people, is that for the first time, it seems like we're solution-based and we're future-focused. And we're not pointing fingers and we're not trying to dwell on the past or figure out where the blame is going to be placed, but instead, this group of people has truly focused on what is best for our community moving forward, trying to find solutions to problems that we have. And when we can do this, and our community can start to get all of our initiatives pointing in the same direction, this is where we will make positive change in our community. When we can do this, this is what will bring families to our community. This is what will increase the number of youth that we have in our community. This will increase the local business owners. This will increase every organization that we have in our community and help grow and prosper. We are so close. We are on the edge and on the cusp of just having some great things in the school district, in our local community, in our county, that we have to start working together and we have to start looking towards the future.
Board went on to share the why, how, and what of the referendum questions the district will have on the spring ballot and how the future of the school district, Simons, and the campus all fit together. He emphasized, however, that the referendum for capital improvements has nothing to do with Simons.
No part of this referendum has anything to do with Simons. What we want to do in the future, and what I'm hoping that the fine folks that were on this panel continue to do in the future, is continue to have these discussions, continue to work together, continue to collaborate to help with the city and the county to find a viable option to make Simons and that gymnasium part of our community long term. If the school district can be a part of that solution, great. If there are other alternatives out there, that's fine as well.
Attorney Michael Windle is serving as the representative for the county with the UW system. Some in the audience wanted to know why UW-Platteville had so much say about the campus currently when they don't seem interested in it. Windle commented.
They're kind of in a tough position too, which is why I think that I'm negotiating mostly with the system representatives. In part, there was difficulty in communication between the county representatives and representatives from Platteville, which is one of the reasons that I requested my appointment as the negotiator. But what it boils down to is that when the UW two-year system schools were incorporated into the greater UW system and were assigned a four-year campus, Platteville happened to be ours. So regardless of whatever Platteville may have desired in regard to our campus, they were delegated that responsibility by the UW system. So the UW system, I don't want to say said it's your problem now, but endowed upon them the authority to have administrative control over our campus. What it boils down to is that they have the say in what use is made of the building, because at this time, we are operating under the agreement that was signed between the parties, and that means that as a tenant, the UW system has say in what use is made of the buildings, regardless of whether we own it. So, like, if you rent in an apartment, you can have guests. You don't need to ask your landlord. It's kind of similar to that, except in reverse. The landlord doesn't have any say in what use can and cannot be made of their buildings.
The lease between Richland County and the UW system runs through 2042. In some communities, you can go vote today. In-person absentee voting starts today for places that have spring primaries. Not all cities and towns are included, and the best way to find out about electoral matters in your neighborhood is a website. MyVote.wi.gov can tell you about your specific ballot. A photo is required for any type of voting in the state. Republican state lawmakers are again seeking to define what witness address information must be included on an absentee ballot envelope in order for the vote to be counted in Wisconsin. A bill introduced this week is similar to one Governor Evers vetoed 2 years ago. It's scheduled to get a public hearing tomorrow. There's only about a month left for people facing foreclosure to get money from a state program. The Wisconsin Help for Homeowners program will stop taking applications after March 8th. The program offers up to $40,000 to help eligible people who are behind on bills like mortgage payments and property taxes. It's Flood Insurance Awareness Week. Governor Tony Evers has proclaimed February 4th through 10th as Flood Insurance Awareness Week in Wisconsin to recognize the state's increasing flood risk and the importance of having appropriate insurance coverage. Standard homeowners and renters insurance policies do not cover flood damage, yet millions of Wisconsinites don't have flood insurance coverage. Flood insurance policies can protect individual families and business owners alike. Low-cost renters' flood insurance from the NFIP can start at just $100 per year. Flood insurance is available even for those who don't live in special flood hazard areas, also known as floodplains. On average, 40% of the NFIP flood insurance claims occur outside of these high-risk flood areas. Flood insurance policies will also pay a claim regardless of whether there is a presidentially declared disaster, unlike FEMA grants or other sources of disaster recovery funding. Consumers in certain communities in Wisconsin may even get a special discount if their community participates in the community rating system. As of 2021, NFIP policyholders in CRS communities across the country saved an average of $162 per year on their flood insurance policy. The Office of the Commissioner of Insurance has a number of resources available to help consumers understand flood insurance at oci.wi.gov/flood. There is also information on mitigating flood risk at oci.wi.gov/disasters. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation will hold a public involvement meeting this evening from 5 to 6 at the Richland Town Hall to discuss improvements on Wisconsin 60 from U.S. 61 to County W in Crawford and Richland counties. The objective of this meeting is to familiarize the public with the purpose and need for the project and to obtain input on the proposed improvements. The project is currently scheduled for construction in 2029 and will remain open to traffic under flagging operations. Applications for the Wisconsin Specialty Crop Block Grant Program can be submitted through 5 o'clock Tuesday evening, February 27th. Project awards can range up to $100,000 and no match is required. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection will host an informational webinar about the SCBG program Thursday from noon to 1. Registration for the SCBG webinar is required. To access SCBG materials and learn more, visit datcp.wi.gov/pages/agdevelopment/specialtycropblockgrants.aspx. A comprehensive list of eligible specialty crops is available at ams.usda.gov/scbgp. Today's winner of $50 in the RCHS Athletic Booster Club calendar raffle is Lindsay Swenson of Lone Rock on ticket number 978.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. James Patrick Jim McGlynn, 66 of Lime Ridge, died Sunday at home after a cancer adventure. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at noon at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at noon. James Patrick, Jim McGlynn, 66, of Lime Ridge. Dawn M. Stevenson, 58, of Marquette, Iowa, died Thursday at her home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 to 3 at the Piha Funeral Home in Elroy, with a service to follow at 3. Following the service, a meal and gathering will be held at Just One Bar and Grill in Reedsburg. Dawn M. Stevenson, 58, of Marquette, Iowa. Hope E. Conkle, 78, of Jefferson, died Saturday at Alden Estates of Jefferson. Friends may call Sunday from 2 to 4 at the Olson Gibson Funeral Home in Jefferson. Friends may also call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center Monday from 11 to 1. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery. Hope E. Conkle, 78, of Jefferson. Phyllis Elaine Finer, 99, of Spring Green, died Saturday. A funeral mass will be held next Tuesday, February 13th at 11 o'clock at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green Monday from 4 to 6. Friends may also call at St. John's Catholic Church Tuesday, February 13th from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. John's Catholic Church. Phyllis Elaine Finer, 99, of Spring Green.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
Heating and cooling systems are some of our most used appliances. When problems arise, the HVAC experts at Strang's are ready to help with your maintenance needs, 24-hour emergency service, or designing and installing a whole new heating and air system. Strang's has a long history of providing worry-free comfort with top brands like Lennox, Water Furnace, Grundfos, and Westinghouse. Call the team at Strang's to find out what they can do for your home. Strang's, people helping people, using experience and knowledge to serve the community.
The Okooch Mountain Humane Society reminds everyone that a great way to beat the cold weather blahs is to give a forever home to a warm, fuzzy cat or kitten. To that end, there are lots of wonderful cats and kittens currently available for adoption from OMHS. Check out the OMHS Facebook page for pictures and descriptions of many of the adorable cats and kittens currently available for adoption, as well as for information on how you can meet and get to know them in person by appointment only at the OMHS Adoption Center at 391 Clarkson Street in Richland Center. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, looks like this unseasonably warm weather will hang around for a few more days yet, as we're on the warm side of a large storm system out in the western part of the country. Until the associated cold front with that storm passes through here, temperatures will be running about 25 degrees above normal, more typical of April than of early February. So some records are likely the next couple of days, both in the high department and nighttime. Low temperatures could be on the warm side as well with records. Otherwise, we do expect a little rain to move through primarily from midday Thursday into Thursday night. Certainly nothing that heavy, but a tenth or two-tenths of an inch can't be ruled out. And on the tail end of the system, there could be some light snow accumulation up in the Dakotas, through northern Minnesota, toward upper Michigan. Maybe a dusting in northwest Wisconsin Friday, but around here, just a chance of a couple of flakes mixed in as the system pulls away. Otherwise, temperatures will be a touch more seasonal later this weekend into next week, but nothing really that cold for this time of the year, and no major storms in sight either. That forecast now for tonight, partly cloudy skies, low near 31 degrees, southeast wind between 3 and 6. Tomorrow, partly or mostly cloudy and staying balmy with highs in the low 50s, southeast wind between 8 and 14 miles an hour. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, continued unseasonably warm, low at 39 degrees. Thursday, mostly cloudy, breezy with record warmth possible. Scattered rain showers, especially from afternoon on, high in the mid-50s. As we head into Friday, mostly cloudy and breezy, low 39, high in the mid-40s. Saturday, partly or mostly cloudy, breezy and cooler, low 28, with highs in the mid-30s. Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds, low at 24, with a high of 32. And Monday, partly sunny, low 24, with highs in the mid-30s. Have a great evening out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly cloudy and 47 degrees after a daytime high of 52 and a morning low of 26. Yesterday's high was 52 as well. We received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1882 is 54 degrees with a record low of 26 below set back in 1959. Record last year's high was 43 with a low of 11. Sunset took place tonight at 5:20 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:11. Winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 30.10 and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 47 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. Phil Nee has tonight's area high school sports schedule.
Wazika plays at Ithaca tonight in area girls basketball, North Crawford at DeSoto, Seneca at Lafarge, Kickaboo travels to Cashton, Westby at Black River Falls, Wisconsin Dells at Sauk Prairie, Cuba City visits Boscobel, Fenimore at Darlington, Iowa Grant at Riverdale, Mineral Point at Southwestern, Dodgeville at Highland, Lancaster at River Ridge, Mauston visits River Valley, and Potosi-Cassville at Schulzburg. In boys basketball, Southwestern travels to Argyle, Seneca at Cassville, Sauk Prairie at Mount Horeb, Portage at Stoughton, Edgewood at Reedsburg, Winnewick Center at Royal, Adams Friendship at Mauston, Benton at Lancaster, Cuba City at Prairie du Chien, Pecatonica is at Weston, and Richland Center is at Wazika Steuben in area boys basketball. Hornet coach Brian Poles talked about playing the Hornets.
First time we've had them on our schedule for a while. I think we've got them on the schedule again next year. It's going to be an up and coming team. They have Cooper Lomas, his older brother, I believe Carter is up at Winona State playing collegiately. So Cooper's going to be a really good player. He's only a sophomore. They've got some young kids that are coming along. We've had a number of common opponents on our schedules. It's a 40-45 minute drive. So I'm happy to see a new team on the schedule, so we're looking forward to that.
Hear the game next hour on WRCO. Keep in mind it will tip off at 6:30. There is no JV game tonight in Wazika. Again, Richland Center at Wazika Steuben. Boys basketball comes up next hour on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
At Schwartz Insurance, when they say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business, health, or life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. call 647-8891 to check and get your questions answered. And be sure, with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034. The Bucks have sent rookie Chris Livingston back to the G League. He only played 1 minute in the 123-108 loss to the Jazz last weekend. Livingston will be available for the Wisconsin Herds game in Long Island tomorrow night. He has averaged 1.2 points a game for Milwaukee. In five previous games with the Herd, the 20-year-old rookie has averaged 14 points and almost 7.5 rebounds per outing. The Milwaukee Bucks are in Phoenix tonight to take on the Suns. Tip-off will be at 9, and you will be able to hear that the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Pre-game will start at 8:30. Losses to Nebraska and Purdue have dropped the Badgers lower in the college basketball polls. Wisconsin is now number 9 in the USA Today coaches poll and number 11 in the AP poll. Marquette has been on a tear later, moving up from 9th to 7th in the AP lists. The Badgers play tomorrow night against Michigan. St. John's visits the Pfizer Forum to meet the Golden Eagles on Saturday. The Badgers football program is facing some big-time competition as it recruits a wide receiver prospect from Indiana. Eugene Hilton is a three-star receiver and the son of former NFL receiver Ty Hilton. He visited the Madison campus last October. He'll be a part of the recruiting class of 2025. Hilton is being pursued by several programs, including his home state Hoosiers of the Big Ten. Former Packer defensive line coach Jerry Montgomery has been hired by the New England Patriots. Montgomery also worked with the team's running backs. Before he left, he was the assistant coach who had been with Green Bay for the longest time. Coaches who served under defensive coordinator Joe Barry, like Jason Rubovich and Ryan Downward, are returning for the 2025 season. And the Brewers are making changes to the way fans park at American Family Field. The plan is to speed up the process. No changes to the time and those lots open for the prices you pay. Now you will be charged by the information gathered by a license plate reader. The team says no other sports franchise in the country is using a system like this. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959, and Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Don't miss the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head to be entered for a chance to win a gun. Enjoy interesting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, a trail camera photo contest. Sheds are welcome but will not be scored. Come enjoy food and beverages. Admission is just $5, kids 12 and under free. Pre-register Friday night, February 23rd from 5 until 9 or Saturday from 9 until noon. For more information, phone 475-4963. The Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th at the Richland Center Community Center.
Get ready to light up the sky this 4th of July with Sky Ink Pyro's Tax Return Presale. They're offering incredible deals at all consumer-grade fireworks. Pre-order now and get a 10% discount. This is a veteran-owned business. Secure your stash now, and they'll store your fireworks until the last week of June. It's the perfect way to turn your tax return into a dazzling display of celebration. Call or text 870-214-8247 to pre-order and snag the best deals on fireworks. Plus, for an extra splash of excitement, they're offering private shows. Make this 4th of July unforgettable with Sky Ink Pyro, where the celebration begins with a bang. Call or text 870-214-8247 now to light up your Independence Day.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Aterers in Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small town convenience, it's Aterers in Plain.
Soybeans and cattle were higher Tuesday. Corn and hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics. They offer more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn, featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans were modestly higher on short covering and technical buying. Near-term conditions in Argentina are hot and dry with a lot of uncertainties about forecasted late-week rain. Brazil's harvest is moving forward with lower crop estimates likely Thursday from USDA and CONAB. March beans were up 3 and a quarter at 11.99 and a half. May was 3 and a half higher at 12.08 and a quarter. March bean meal was down $2.30 at $358.80. March soybean oil was up 61 points at $45.94. Corn was mixed. Nearbys were down. Deferred contracts were firm. Corn's watching development weather in Argentina, along with second crop planting in Brazil. Stateside, the trade's monitoring demand and conditions ahead of spring planting. March corn is 4 lower at 438 and 3 quarters. May was down 2 and 3 quarters at 450 and a half. And wheat was mostly modestly higher. Wheat's oversold and the dollar was down for most of the session, but any significant upside will be limited by slow export demand. Most forecasts do have more rain in key U.S. winter wheat growing areas starting later this week. March Chicago was up 4 and 3 quarters at 595. March Kansas City was 4 and a half higher at 618 and a half. March Minneapolis was up 2 and a quarter at 693 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were sharply higher in the midday gains in box beef and optimism about this week's direct trade. April live was up 372 at 186.07. June's 265 higher at 183.12. March feeders were up 392 at 246.67. April was 345 higher at 251.70. And hogs were mostly lower on spread trade, the lower midday pork, and their premium to cash. April lean was down 95 at 81.25, and June was 85 lower at 95.20. Megan Grebner has your full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
Agri-America features the largest collection of agricultural podcasts, including popular titles such as...
Hi, this is Rob Sharkey, a fifth-generation farmer from Illinois. If you want to hear stories about agriculture, make sure you tune in to Shark Farmer Podcast today on Agri-America.
Hi, I'm Darren Hefty. Head over to Agri-America's podcast directory for the latest episode of the Ag PhD radio show.
Visit Agri-America's podcast directory at agriamerica.com/podcasts. agriamerica.com/podcasts.
This year, Dairyland Seed is introducing our best corn of all time. Again. That sound you just heard? That's the sound of a full lineup of top-performing hybrids bringing the yield like never before. It's the sound of even stronger traits bred specifically to boost corn bushels per acre in your soil. And it's the sound of workhorse corn seed proven to outperform yet again in independent head-to-head trials. See the latest corn performance data at showmethecornyield.com. That's showmethecornyield.com.
Or. Direct cash cattle trade activity remained quiet Tuesday. Similarly, asking prices did surface around $181 to $182 live. Show lists for the week are larger across all major feeding areas. Significant trade volume isn't expected until the latter half of the week. Box beef closed higher. Choice up 59 cents at $294.07. Select closed 83 cents higher at $284.60. Estimated cattle slaughter was 125,000 head, down 2,000 on the week. And about even on the year, cash hog closed sharply higher and firm with a light negotiated run. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct up 458 with a weighted average of 65.45. The Eastern Corn Belt was 12 cents higher with a weighted average of 60.32. Pork values were lower, down $1.37 at 86.23. Bellies were sharply lower. Hams, picnics, and butts were also lower. And estimated hog slaughter was 492,000 head, about even on the week and up about 7,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log and Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber. Meister Log and Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Bipartisan legislation has been introduced in the U.S. House and Senate to increase transparency of plant-based and cell-cultured protein products. The Fair and Accurate Ingredient Representation on Labels Act of 2024 would require additional disclaimers and give USDA more authority to ensure accurate labeling of such products. More news is next.
Incoming!
Don't worry, it's not raining elephants. That's just the sound of Dairyland Seed delivering our strongest silage lineup ever. Again, get ready for even better trait quality, even greater tonnage potential, and even more milk per acre. See how Dairyland Seed silage outperformed the competition in your area at showmethesilageyield.com. That's showmethesilageyield.com.
Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, safely drive that automobile. Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel. Safely drive that automobile, eyes on the road, hands on the wheel. Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel.
While grain traders guess at the split between 2024 corn and soybean acres, one analyst says he thinks overall acreage will be lower. Jeff Peterson with Heartland Farm Partners tells Brownfield there are indications farmers will plant fewer corn, soybean, and wheat acres in 2024.
We're going through and evaluating the acres, and what we're noticing is that as we look at changes in CRP, prevent plant, changes and increases in cotton acres, and also changes in probably some double crop soybeans, in our mind it looks like between corn, beans, and wheat there could be about 6.8 million less acres than there would have been a year ago.
The National Cattlemen's Beef Association's policy on traceability is expected to be heavily debated this week. Ethan Lane, NCBA Vice President of Government Affairs, says it doesn't take a position on voluntary versus mandatory.
We don't want the producers to bear the cost. We want to make sure the data is protected.
I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
If you're looking for quality fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, you need to head to the Richland Cattle Center Wednesdays at 11:30. This week's auction includes 15 head of heifers from a high-producing herd out of Greene County. Four heifers are due by mid-April, five open weighing 400 to 500 pounds, and six heifer calves. Plus, the weekly run of fresh cows and two-year-olds, milking and bred back cows, springing cows, and first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, baby heifer, and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
Hello, everyone. I'm Kara Hart. This is the Soil Health Hotline, a content partnership with Sound Agriculture and Brownfield Ag News. Sound Agriculture Senior Director of Agronomy Jeff Diven has more about what farmers can expect to learn about soil health at the 2024 Commodity Classic, all coming up next on Brownfield.
Do you want to optimize the amount of plant nutrition provided by the microbes in your soil? Source it. Want to replace 25 pounds of nitrogen and phosphorus per acre with a soil activator that doesn't leach or volatilize? Then source it. How about a cost-effective alternative to live biologicals that you can throw in the tank and spray in season? Yep, source it. Want peace of mind knowing that your nutrition plan is guaranteed to make money? You guessed it, source it. unlock your crop's potential, and increase ROI with a low-use rate foliar spray that doesn't require an extra pass in your fields. Source is easy to handle, easy to apply, and easy to store. So if you want an easy way to make your fertilizer plan more efficient and save money, there's only one answer. Source it. Learn more at sound.ag.
Jeff Diven says the Commodity Classic is a great time to connect with growers and industry partners to discuss solutions to soil health challenges.
Now that we have been in the marketplace for several years and have a really faithful following, it's always great to see those same individuals come back. It's also fun to start with a new face and, you know, explain our solution to them. We'll have a pretty good portion of our team there, and we'll be talking about kind of all things soil health. We'll be talking about strategies to implement the source product into a fertility plan, kind of into your in-season management plan. We'll obviously be talking a lot about, you know, what source can do and why and how, and that it's the only product on the market to add an extra 25 pounds of nitrogen, 25 pounds of phosphorus, and improve overall soil health and micronutrient availability. We'll also be demonstrating how easy it is to apply source and have a really neat experience to explain, you know, how source is stimulating soil biology below ground in a really cool VR experience. We call it the Soil Explorer, and it's pretty neat. So you put on an immersive headset, and what it does is it really shrinks you down and puts you below ground. So sometimes we hear those big numbers about there's, you know, billions of microbes in the soil, but it's hard to kind of put that at scale when we think of how tiny they are. So what we'll do is we'll shrink the person wearing that headset down to root size or microbe size, and then show them really kind of what's all going on below ground. So those transactions between the plants feeding the microbes providing nutrients back to the plant, how ramping up that system can be beneficial to a producer and what it means to them. We'll take you through a full 3D kind of version of that. And it's a really neat experience to both learn, you know, exactly what source is doing, but also just gain a general understanding of how important soil biology is if you're making strides towards soil health on your farm. So we will be providing more insight on soil health's impact on water quality during our learning session on Thursday at 1 o'clock. At the show. So if you're making the trip down to Houston, come and see us at booth 1130 at Commodity Classic. In the meantime, visit sound.ag to learn more about source or to find your local dealer.
I'm Kara Hart, and this is the Soil Health Hotline on Brownfield.
Brownfield. The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invites you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fisherie, Saturday, February 10th. A euchre tournament at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. A special day which benefits the Avoca Fire Department. Fisherie participants may register starting at 6 a.m. There will be a food stand open all day. The grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Vitesnik Power Sports, the A.J. McGuire family, George and Diane Nautical, and the Avoca and Rural Fire Department. The Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th at the annual Fisherie in Avoca.
WRCO 100.9.
When the bells are ringing on my wedding day, I can hear my daddy say, "Bear true like gold," when the choir is singing, "Here comes the bride." I can see my mama cry, she loves me so. Oh, first, I wanna see the world. First, I want a really long kiss from a really hot guy. Then I wanna taste really good wine. Wanna go to a penthouse party. Wanna fly on a private jet. Wanna do a little nightclub dancing. Stay out to the sunset. See a little fun. Before I see your face. I don't know that you're the one. When I meet you at that place. When I meet you at that place. I'll meet you there where the bells are ringing on my wedding day. I can hear my daddy say, "Better true like gold," when the choir is singing, "Here comes the bride." I can see my mama cry, she loves me so. Oh, are you ready yet for the little white dress? Are you
for me. Daddy says I'm a handful. I'm just a little bit wild and free. Fun, fun, fun. Before I see your face.
Before I see your face.
I don't know that you're the one, one, one. When I meet you at that place. When I meet you at that place. I'll meet you there where the bells are.
You roll your eyes, but your smile says you're in. So meet me by the creek, where today and tomorrow meet, and together we'll say goodbye to that old county line. Do you wanna fly, baby, chase the wind out of this small town? Says we're too young, yeah, they might be right, but you and I were born to chase after the sun. Do you wanna fly, baby, chase the wind out of this small town?
Oh,
This is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics proudly welcomes family nurse practitioner Karen Lomas to our growing primary care team. With local roots and a diverse nursing background, Karen is passionate about helping patients reach their health goals through personalized care and support. Visits with Karen include wellness exams, women's health, acute illnesses, and management of chronic medical conditions. To schedule an appointment with Karen, call Gunderson Boscobel today.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists are experts in complete collision repair, paint matching, and restoration. Call 375-4434. Your hometown A&W serves juicy burgers, melty curds, and root beer floats. The double cheeseburger combo is only $7.99. Enjoy the place and the taste that will bring you back. The Paisley Star Quilt Shop and Country Depot has all of your quilting gifts and decor. Be sure to like the Paisley Star, Highway 61, on Facebook. And Boscobel Lumber is your small town yard where service matters, from new construction to remodeling. Let Boscobel Lumber help you with free estimates.
The Pine River Sports Association Spring Gun Show is this weekend at the Richland Center Community Center, Friday 3 to 8, Saturday 8 to 3. The PRSA Gun Show is recognized as a quality event with up to 70 tables of guns and related items. Boy Scouts will have concessions. Admission is $5 with 12 and under free with an adult. The Pine River Sports Association looks forward to seeing you Friday and Saturday at the PRSA Spring Gun Show at the Community Center in Richland Center.
100.9 WRCO. Well, Daddy was a cowboy, hard as a rock. Mama, she was quiet as a prayer. And Daddy'd always tell me, son, you gotta be tough. Mama kissed my cheek and say, play fair. Well, I did my best to make them proud of me, but it's never been an easy place to be. Somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne, cowboy and a saint, crossing the open range. Well, I try to be more like you, Lord. Most days I know I ain't. I'm somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne. Mama's love was tender, Daddy's love was strong, but both of them were there to help the weak. They taught me to stand up and fight for what is right. They showed me how to turn the other cheek. Now I see there's both of them in me, and maybe that's the best I'll ever hope to be. Somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne, a cowboy and a saint, crossing the open range. I try to be more like you, Lord.
reason why I'm somewhere between Jesus and John. Cowboy and the saint, the cross and the open rain. Well, I try to be more like you, Lord. Most days I know I ain't, 'cause I'm somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne. Well, I'm stuck somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne.
President Biden is urging Republicans, especially in the House, to support a supplemental funding bill which pairs ramped-up border security with funding for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
It's time for Republicans in the Congress to show a little courage, to show a little spine, to make it clear to the American people that you work for them, not for anyone else.
The test vote is set for this week in the Senate, but House GOP